Corn and soybean acres planted across the U.S. for this year are higher than they were last year and even exceeded planting intentions noted in March, but analysts were expecting USDA to report even larger increases. Close to 92.7 million acres of corn were planted this year, up 2% from last year, and 1.6 million more acres than farmers said in March they intended to plant. 84.5 million acres are slated for harvest this fall. However, traders on average were expecting close to 93.8 million acres. That shocked the markets. It was a similar setup for soybeans. USDA reported over 87.5 million acres planted this season, a 5% jump from last year, and just 45,000 acres shy of matching the prospective plantings report. Traders, though, had been anticipating almost 89.1 million acres. Corn and soybean contracts that had been trading double digits lower to start the morning reversed course and surged at midday, with corn locking in limit gains of 40 cents per bushel in the September and December contracts, while soybeans posted gains of about 90 cents. Wheat acreage has also increased from last year, a 5% jump to 46.7 million acres. That's also higher than March's prospective plantings figure and the average of trader estimates. Despite those higher figures, wheat also benefited from the rally in the rest of the complex, with Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis wheat futures all posting gains of over 30 cents per bushel at the close. Nationwide planted acres of principal cash crops totaled 317.22 million acres, up 2.3% from last year. For Regional Radio, I'm Kyle Hill.